we now have the attention of more than 3 million people, and they are demanding action. As you have seen and heard just now, this project is becoming a true global movement. It has captured the imagination, especially of young people, and they are not going to let up. In just 6 months, some 70,000 people have become followers of this End Hunger movement on one social media outlet alone. And they keep coming. In 6 months, hundreds of thousands of poor people raised their voice by signing our signature sheets, in the hope, of course, that we would add our voices to the voices of the poor. FAO stands ready, giving the poor people a voice. In 6 months, more than 3 million people have signed this petition, and they keep coming, although our initial objective was 1 million. In 6 months, countless millions of people all over the world have seen and responded to television ads, billboards, street posters, and underground advertising. And they keep coming. Numerous heads of states, high-level government officials, and celebrities have signed the petition. And thanks to the European Professional Football Leagues, 157 football matches across Europe were dedicated to the 1 billion hungry projects and to FAO. A special thank you goes also to the invaluable support of McCann Erickson, who are present today. During these 6 months, FAO itself has experienced an incredible experience in team building. More than ever, people in the organization have been united for this noble purpose. Staff from all technical departments at headquarters have worked together with all decentralized offices in promoting the campaign and its advocacy activities. The regional offices and FAO representatives have played a key role in collecting handwritten signatures. You, my friends and colleagues, will be the first to admit we already know what works against hunger. Things like equal rights for women, updating farming technologies, irrigation systems, better access to roads and markets, fairer trade. We know what needs to be done. But now, as you have seen, we also have public demand for an end to hunger. Personally, I think this is a new reality that we can be happy about. It lends even greater urgency and meaning to our work. It gives us allies that we did not have before. And this movement will continue as we are now entering into a new phase. During the FAO conference in June 2011, I will be pleased to brief you about the developments and results of this new phase. And to those new allies, I say welcome. Thank you for standing with us, for putting pressure to wipe hunger from the earth. Keep on pressing. Stay with us, become better informed, learn and do all you can about hunger. Support local field projects that help people grow or buy the food they need. Ask your friends and family to get involved too. Hunger is a vast problem, a complex problem. That is true, but it is not a hopeless problem. When enough of us demand change, when the demand for change reaches critical levels, it will become a political necessity to put hunger at the top of the priority list. I ask each of you, ladies and gentlemen, to inform the governments of your regional group countries, Africa, Asia, Europe, Latin America and the Caribbean, the Near East, North America, and the Southwest Pacific of the existence of this petition, which I will read to you. We who support this petition find it unacceptable that close to 1 billion people are chronically hungry. We call upon governments to make the elimination of hunger their top priority until that goal is reached. You have seen that behind this petition lies a global movement. Let us welcome this new reality and encourage its growth. Because truly, the time has come to blow the whistle on hunger.